Blog Talk Radio.
It's the sort of thing better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, let the reeds whistle blow. We can worry us toe to toe. Football, football.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is.
Like water. Be water, my friend.
Good evening, this is Lots of Your Umbrella Podcast on IMT Matrix. You can check out the show live. BlogTalkRadio.com/FloodFootball. Scores highlights, FloodFootballAmerica.com. Click on their KOP, King of Prussia Division, get all the scores, highlights, you'll get stats, power rankings. Pretty much halfway through the season. For the most part, they'll good turn out in terms of some most teams had double headers. A few odd little circumstances happened in terms of some of the one of the team in particular, but this week we're just going to go through all the teams, sort of assess where I think they're at, sort of based on what the flag Football Advisory Board thinks, what Gordon thinks, and just kind of give them a grade. I mean, at this point, you know, you got some teams sort of progressing up and down the power rankings, but we're going to go through the records, and just kind of look at each team's upcoming games, and then just see, kind of predict where we think things are right out for the rest of the season. One thing to note is that there's still three undefeated teams. The Bulls, Mustangs, and NWO remain undefeated as we kind of get down the stretch. Like I said, the league is really good with scheduling games. It's really going to be interesting to see who in the stretch here stays undefeated, if any, and then how what will happen amongst those three teams in terms of if any one of those teams are really going to stick out and sort of clearly separate themselves from the head of the pack. I mean, one thing to note, and we'll come at the stats in terms of numbers and touchdowns and all that, but one thing to note, too, is that, you know, you're looking at NWO right now, number one record in the league, and at the moment they have the number one defense, and tied for number two offense. So, obviously, with anything, you know, huge point differential, I think they're, it's like 114-point differential to what they scored or what they give up. So, look at a stat like that, and it's clear why they're, at the moment, number one in the league. I'll bring in Joe in here, just and we'll kind of hit, you know, just kind of go through all the scores, highlights, some games, one interesting little tidbit on one team, but any kind of anything that sort of stuck out to you in terms of week six?
Nothing yet, Team Matrix. We'll get it rolling and see how everything goes.
And we're going to take the gloves off tonight. I mean, we're really not going to hold back punches. I mean, we're going to kind of go through every team here. What I'll probably do is kind of maybe mix up it. We'll kind of maybe go from the team from the bottom and kind of hit the team from the top and just give them a grade. Now, the grade isn't necessarily a fuck record. I mean, I think some teams that record-wise, they may not reflect that they're doing a good job in terms of what they have might change. So you may have a team that, yeah, they're have a decent record, but they may not be, in my opinion or the opinion of the board or your opinion. Now, I know you're in a delicate spot because you're on one of the teams, but I feel like tonight I'm not even going to hold back. I'm just going to pretty much just say where our team fits in terms of how well I think they're executing, how well I think they're organizing the team, and how well they're really sort of maintaining their presence in the league. But before we do that, let's hit the standings, because obviously we'll hit each game, scores, in terms of anything that's of note. But let's hit standings. I'll work my way from the bottom. You've got three teams right now, Action Crazy, 1-1, and Hot Boys. And I know Gordon was a little weird on the stat here, but I think that 1-1 captured their first game, and I think in about three seasons. Now, they don't play every single season. They play once a year. But for them to win a game, and, you know, it wasn't a forfeit, and for them to play through a game, win a game, is pretty impressive at this point, because they've just kept sort of knocking on the door but just haven't been successful.
Yeah, good for them. It was nice to see them get a W.
And obviously, I'll reserve my grade for them when we get to them. But then the other two teams, sort of surprising, in a sense, well, one team's surprising. One of the teams that's at one win is the Stallions and Hot Boys. But for a team with one win, if you look at the Stallions, and they're really a weird 1-4 team, and I'll sort of give them my grade kind of when we come up here. But if you look at that team now, they played – only teams actually, they played SBD, they played NWO, they played the Bulls, the Mustangs. So they played four teams here. Three teams, rather, because SPD was in the Gulf Bowl. They played three teams here, pretty much in the top three of the league, and then they pretty much had Action Crazy Spartans, SPD, Fun and Gun, and Hot Boys. So for a team that's only won one game, And they really, other than getting blown out here, actually they didn't get blown out, other than losing, I think, by maybe 11 to NWO, all their games have pretty much been in. So, I mean, the standards are sort of a deceptive 1-4.
Oh, I agree with that. That's, you know, they've just, that's the strength of schedule working against them.
And then even if you look at, you know, and we'll get a little bit into their grade, because I do have a specific thought on the standings, kind of where they sit, but, you know, you look at the next couple weeks, I know they lost that last, I think they lost to USLI on the last play of the game, so you look at a team like that, and the record probably doesn't really reflect where they stand. So let's hit the other games. One, SPD, back at, well, they won their second game of the year, beating, I believe they beat, well, they lost to, I believe, the Mustangs. I think they lost to NWO. Didn't you play SPD this week? No, they played the Bulls.
No,
sorry,
we didn't
lost
play
to the Bulls. They played the Bulls. They lost 7-12. But then they're another team that they played NWO. They played the Mustangs. So, you know, the next couple games for them could see them maybe get back to 1-1 as they kind of run the table, because they only got USLI 1-1. Spaniards and Spartans left, so I could definitely see them getting back over 500. Let's go through the rest of the standings here. I'll kind of throw these teams all in one little group here, and then we'll start giving out some rankings. Three teams at three wins, although one of them is at 500, Spartans, Fun and Gun, and USLI. From what I've seen from USLI, I think it's a team that they've beaten sub 500 teams, but when they start playing the NWOs or the Mustangs or the Bulls and Spartans, they're just doing a little too much offensively, and they don't really have one person running the offense, which is okay when you're trying to keep a team off guard, but those things aren't really going to work against better teams.
Yeah, I agree. You know, they are playing well, but you know, they're a 500 team in the league.
And you know, and obviously, you know, they'll play, actually, the rest of their schedule is SPD, Hot Boys, Action Crazy, NWO. Pretty much they could split that. So, literally, you could see them winning two and losing two. And they could literally be a 500 team kind of going through the stretch. Although, I do have my thoughts on kind of how I think they've organized the team. I definitely could see them just sort of maybe steal one against SPD, but beating your team is going to be a little bit of a tall order. Rest of the standings, those all ones is right. The rest of them are all undefeated teams. Although with Fun and Gun, I'll get to them in a moment when we kind of do the report cards. Bulls, Mustangs, NWO, all undefeated, all 5-0. You look at all three teams have scored over 100 points, although NWO and Mustangs have only given up 24. Bulls are giving up a little more in terms of points, almost double at like 52. But obviously getting yourself sort of out of the equation, I mean, personally, and it's what's interesting about this little run, and I'll kind of start with your team, Joe, is you have to play both of these teams in the stretch. And, you know, the way this kind of shakes out with your team schedule, you have to do Action Crazy, Mustangs, USLI, Bulls, and Fun and Gun. Of the two teams here, because then actually you got a doubleheader, do you think that's going to be an issue playing the Mustangs in the 12 o'clock game next week or this coming week?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. We're ready for the challenge.
Now, one thing about the Mustangs, too, I mean, interesting, you know, I know Carlos wasn't here, I think, the previous week, but he did play both games this week, is in terms of youth, I think they're one of the younger teams in the league, and they seem to really have a good fit with Jerome at quarterback, although Kyle has stepped in at some points. I mean, that's an interesting matchup. I mean, how does Scott match up against Jerome in terms of rushing versus his passing?
Well, we've seen what happened last year in the playoffs, so We'll see. You know, Scott's the best in the game right now. And, you know, I know Jerome doesn't like to see him. I know he doesn't. He can't like to see him.
And the other point to bring up that I wanted to bring up, too, with the NWO, is that right? You've sort of integrated some new players in the league. I mean, at this point, you know, and this is sort of just indicative over just pretty much the league overall, is scoring is down a bit. I mean, you know, in the past, maybe NWO, you all might have been blowing teams out, maybe 35-40, pretty much scoring three to four touchdowns a game. Defensively, any concerns that if they put Kyle in the game, a quarterback, and they go sort of with that spread offense with Carlos and Jerome on the outside and then putting Chaz in the middle, I mean, any concern that they'll try to attack the deep part of your secondary there?
Nope, not concerned at all.
There's one thing to note, and I know they did, that was a big thing I didn't understand, is they sort of used Jerome to sort of spread the defense, and then sort of hit Knox on the knees, tried to really, you know, obviously if they can avoid the rush, they really would be looking to attack that middle section of the field, sort of maybe get Jeff or someone in the back there, you know, Shane or Sean, sort of in a one-on-one situation, sort of ran isolation, but no concerns from your end on where they're at. Using that strategy against NWO.
No. I think that, you know, we match up well all the way up and down the line. You know, it's pretty evenly matched. We feel like we have the best defense in the league. We certainly have one of the, probably the best two defenders in the league with Wilk and Jeff. So, you know, they're really going to have to be the ones chasing us. So we feel like we're going to get up on them and that they're going to be the ones playing catch up. We don't feel like we're going to be chasing them at all.
All right, so let's hit the scores from last week, and then we'll hit the report card, sort of getting an idea everyone went. Let's hit them real quick. Stallions lose to USLI 19-13. Let's make sure we got the right way here. Spartans, rather. That was actually the previous week. Stallions defeat 1-1, rather, 37-8, or 37-0, rather. 1-1 would go on and win a game later in the day. Second game of the day, Stallions... Spartans, rather, lose to your NWO 25-6. Interesting thing in that game is that, you know, Spartans, I mean, listen, you know, I think at some point in that game, and I think Gordon was sort of kind of telling me this, is at some point in the game, the Spartans were just so focused on the calls in the game and just simply lost focus on playing the game. I mean, at some point, you got to play the game and really not look for call in a sense that, you know, you definitely want to make sure that you're playing solid football, but at one point they just weren't moving the ball enough to sort of stop NWO. I mean, what's your thoughts, reflections on that game in the Spartans game?
Yeah, I think they were looking for a little bit too much help. You know, they didn't move the ball very well, really, in any part of the game. I think the one time they did score was a long short pass that we might have missed the flags, and they just kind of ran it like against SBD. But you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, DeAndre told us that we were only scoring 6 points against us, so I know Brandon didn't like that too much. So you know, we were kind of out to prove something. We wish we did a little bit better, but you know, overall we came out with a W, and it was a pretty decisive one. So.
Literally not, because let's not take the fact that the Spartans are a quote-unquote new franchise. I mean, you got players on that league, players on that team have been in the league six seasons. I mean, at what point in this game, why does this game degenerate at some point to both teams literally on every play complaining about the fit of the flags? I mean, is it to the point where they literally were saying, oh, you know what, the flag must be incorrectly put on because we're not pulling it?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. so much on the line now that the flags themselves now. I know both teams won to win the game, so that goes without being said. But really, at one point in the game, both teams literally were almost protesting the flags themselves.
Well, I know ours on the one call was hard to see before the snag yet, but you know, I know when Brandon made a couple runs early in the game and we went up by two touchdowns, they were talking about we having Velcro and super glue and all that sort of stuff on our flag. So I don't know. I guess you have to have something to blame it on.
But and obviously, right, just, you know, I kind of say that, and, you know, obviously Gordon's kind of fooling around when he's telling me this, but I'm saying in the sense that, yep, both teams wanted to win the game. Spartans obviously didn't want to drop a game, and obviously your team is a team to knock off, so I can understand that. But at some point, you know, and because that Team Matrix has his PhD in flag football, most times when I played, you would grab both flags. Like, you're not reaching for one. You're grabbing for two. You can pull
yeah,
all three
exactly,
if you want.
Exactly.
That's why you got three
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, and you certainly don't stop. You certainly don't stop. I noticed that once we ran by somebody, the rest of the team would stop thinking that they had just automatically got one of the flags. And, you know, by then it was too late. Brandon's fast as, you know, anybody else out there. So by the time you give him a stutter step and you know, you wait on him a second, he's gone.
He's gone. And, you know, one rule, this is defensive, obviously defense wins championship, is no, never assume that your teammate's going to get the flag. If you assume you're going to get the flag, you have five players converging on one person with the flag. So the odds are really low they're going to be able to slip through. But if one person runs and thinks the other team's maybe going to get it, then that's when you get those sort of plays, the breakdowns in defense.
Exactly.
Which I think from the Spartans end now, I think they're pressing a little bit. So let's get two of these games. One of them was, I think, 11 o'clock game, but then one was the back end game. But I'm just going to hit it and with the rest of the games and with these quickly at the ratings here, the rankings rather, report card, and then kind of wrap things up. Is Action Crazy forfeited both of their games? Didn't play SPD and didn't play Fun and Gun. For a team that had a bunch of veterans coming on, I'm not going to go too much into detail, but for Action Crazy, sort of the forfeit always sort of leaves a bad mark. I mean, a league, teams show up to play. I'm sure SPD wanted to play Action Crazy. I'm sure Fun and Gun wanted to play Action Crazy. So for them not to have a game just sort of, you know, just slows momentum of just having going out there and having a good time. I mean, what's your thoughts on Action Crazy forfeiting both of their games in the past week?
You know, that's really inexcusable. That really is. You know, I'm sure they had whatever reason, but that's not good for the league. Like they know better than that. So, you know, I'm interested to see how the league handles it moving forward, because, you know, a lot of those guys only came out for one game, so for it to be forfeited without the heads up. You know, I know teams forfeit, life happens, but, you know, when once you do it right then and there, you have somebody at the field giving the message, you know, 5 minutes before the game. That's messed up. I didn't really like that more. I thought they've had more class than that.
So, you know, and hopefully they can get together. I mean, you fear, obviously everyone wants to win the cup, but from my experience, from Gordon's experience, hey, even if your team was having some sort of, you know, roster issue, hey, most teams want to show up and just play. Just play. I mean, you just figure you're going out there just to play. I mean, if you got two chances at two games, you're going to go out there and play a game.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but let's sit on that. Real quick, let's hit the Hot Boys. Hot Boys, they lose 32-6 to the Bulls, and then they lose 24-19 to 1-1. And, you know, I'm going to give their grade in a moment, but for the Hot Boys, right, you know, I don't have an issue with the Hot Boys. I mean, I think they're doing the best with what they have. They're just so young a team that they're just dead. For them now, I'm going to give 1-1 credit here, because 1-1 had just kept, just a team that just kept trying and trying and trying and trying. Even if they lose 35-6, they just come out and play, got a good attitude. I think ultimately at the end of the day, for them to win that game in that matter, maybe they're just like saying, look, we're just going to play hard. And they don't fight a team. It seems like they just play the game. If they lose, they go back home and, you know, catch football and show up the next week. But Hot Boys could be a little bit of trouble here, because for them to drop those two games, I know they'll be back. They'll always play hard. But it just seems like they just don't have that one or two. They're just missing that one or two veterans who can sort of help them gel, because I don't think Fee was the answer there.
Yeah. I don't know. When we played against them, I know they gave us a little bit of a fit with Fee out there, but they're like an FNF without the skill. They get really mad at each other, and, you know, a couple of them have skill, but overall, you know, it's not an FNF, but they get mad at each other like FNF used to.
And, you know, and you look at a team, you know, athletically, I think it is, like I said, I think they're playing with what they have at the quarterback spot. I think having Fee was good for them on the outside, but right at some point, you know, I think their defense is really just starting to kind of do too much work on the field, because for the most part, their defeats haven't been, you know, they're giving up 24, 30 points a game, but they're just not backing it up defensively. They're not really getting good stops on defense. So that's pretty much the game. The last game of the day, Bulls, probably the best game of the day, Bulls, SPD 12-7. I mean, you're looking at that team, tons of experience. One thing about the Bulls is, without a doubt, with no close second, that team is the most experienced team in the league. Power rankings-wise, they're ranked now number two, ahead of the Mustangs, because if you look at that team, look at that Bulls team, look at Ryan and Milkman and Scott and Nate and Gino. I mean, that's a team now, if you just take them individually, each person on that team has at least six seasons of experience. So, I mean, what's your thoughts before we kind of give out the grades here? What's your thoughts on the Bulls as a potential matchup going into the playoffs and pretty much into the regular season?
Well, they're going to be tough. They're going to be tough right there with Mustangs. I mean, nobody is undefeated on accident. So, yeah, they're going to be tough. Looking forward to playing against them.
You know, defensively, like I said, they found pretty much, you look at the games that they've won, one game they actually won sort of just in the last minute. I think it was US a lot, but pretty much their margin of victory aren't a lot. Other than this 32-6 win against the Hot Boys, they've won 12-7, 14-0, 20-18, and 26-21. So, talking less than 5 to 7 points other than that Hot Boys win. So, it's not like they're not out there, you know, burning up the scoreboard, although they're at 100 now. Most games they haven't scored over 20, so they tend to kind of try to slow the game down, and should be an interesting matchup with Nate and RG3 in terms of Brandon, in terms of really, because Nate is a really ferocious rusher. I mean, he gets over his elbow sometimes and kind of makes contact, but that should be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and I'm sure Brandon is too, and I'm sure Nate is too. Outside of Scott, Nate's right there.
Could be looking at, you know, like I said, that actually they play your team in the last game of the season on November 8th. So I think they play a doubleheader against the Spartans and Mustangs in November 1st. So could be looking at, that could be a game that decides the number one seed. Could be looking at two undefeated teams going into that game. All right, so let's do this real quick because we sort of did kind of preface this as a show. Is we're going to go through the standings now. I'm going to just see. And you said, Joe, you can kind of, if you choose, you want to sort of stay out of it or kind of just not comment on a particular team. I'm going to go through each team here. I'll kind of just alternate maybe from the bottom and go from the top. I'm just going to give a team a grade. Now, it doesn't necessarily reflect record. I think it's everything. I might bring in some things that I don't normally might not consider something I want to give a grade on, but I'm just going to quick kind of hit the teams and give them a grade. So let's start at the bottom, Hot Boys. Based on their whole package, the franchise, what they're doing, what do you, if you want to participate, what grade would you give them at this point in the season?
I'm gonna say a D.
B.
They have flashes of being good and playing the right way, but then they play a game like 1-1 and they just completely get out of their routine. But I know when we played them, I can't give them an F because they actually did really well. So I'm gonna give them a just passing with a D.
A B. Yeah, I think I'm gonna give them. I'm gonna give them a B plus. I mean, I think going out and getting Fee was a smart move. The only area which I guess I would knock them up, contemplating giving them a C is that they're just giving up way too many points. I mean, they're giving up 109 points. They're actually the second to last or worst defense in the league. Actually, they're 10th, and 1-1 is 11th, but 216. So B plus only because they did try to go out and get a free agent. I just think it was the wrong free agent. I think, if anything, you may want to go get a quarterback, not to replace CJ, but maybe in certain situations give you a different look. But that being said, we'll all right, so let's go back to the top. So we just did the 11th team. Let's do the first place team, NWL. I'll give my grade for them. I'm going to give NWO an A-. Here's why I'm giving them the minus. In terms of a team, they don't look right, Joe. They look sloppy. I'm seeing black T-shirts. I'm seeing hats. I'm seeing some people wearing the one-year starburst, the other. So their minus is because they look raggedy. NWO looks raggedy. When is the shirt order coming in?
Hopefully this week. We didn't give them the blue shirts. We have a lot of new free agents this year. There's at least four that I know of. We have some injuries. We have some people kind of hanging back. So we had to make some changes. We're getting new jerseys. We're going to have a new attitude. And, you know, but that's all right. We have the best defense. We have the best offense. We have the best females. We have the best rusher. So, you know, we'll take the A-, and we'll grow from it.
Okay.
We'll take
the
floppy.
When people show up in the league, you know what they ask? What's the number one team? Who's the best team? Who's the big boy in the block? They'll point to that team. Well, that team right there with the half T-shirts and the dudes wearing cutoffs. I mean, I'm just saying as a matter of that. Yeah, the minus is just for a wardrobe. Nothing on the field.
That's all right. When we get these new jerseys in, you're gonna take that back, and you're just, because they're going to be hot, teammates. Let me tell you, we're going to look good.
So, all right, so let's do this. Why don't we do this? I'm going to jump back to the other undefeated teams. Let's hit these three. Let's hit the other one-win teams in order here. Just give me, we'll do a speed round, like one grade each. So let's do 1-1, Action Crazy. What grade are you giving them?
Action Crazy, F, 1-1. I'm gonna give them a B+ because, like you said, they go out, they play, they have fun. You know, they don't really care. They just play every week, and they go home happy. Win or lose. So I kind of wish that we had that in more teams, that it was just fun to play, because I know, you know, once you start winning and everything, you kind of get out of that. It kind of turns into winning because everyone wants that chip. But they just like to play the game, and I love it. But Action Crazy, they're a bunch of veterans. They get an F because for them to throw in the towel last week like that, that's F-.
Okay, 1-1. I'm actually gonna give them an A-. I think they know where they're at. They know where they sit. They don't pretend to be anything else. Obviously, the minus could have just deducted them because they got one win. But A-. Action Crazy. I ain't gonna give them. Only that's not giving. My reason why I'm not giving them an F is because they didn't manage to win a game. And I know they had injuries. So, but yeah, D-. Still D- and F. It's all the same. But I'll give them a D-. Mustangs Bulls. Let's do them. What are you giving Mustangs Bulls?
Oh, Mustangs Bulls. I'm gonna give Mustangs an A+ just because of where they came from. You know, last year I know they were getting better, but now probably the second best team in the league. So I'll give them an A- just for climbing there. Bulls snuck away from USLI win. You know, there was some fighting early on. It looks like some of the teams changed. I didn't see a few people the same. So. You know, they're moving in the right direction, but they're always right there, so I'm going to keep them right there. I'll give them about a B, you know, they're where they should be.
Yeah, I would agree. I would give Bulls get an A to me. I think, you know, in terms of a team that I know Mike and Ryan are sort of grabbing the reins here, I think if they keep their wits about themselves, it seems like they're a little better poised in the late stretches, so I'm giving them an A. Mustangs. The record would indicate 5-0. I'm going to give them an A-. I mean, I think they still are feeling. I think they're feeling themselves, feeling as though they're just unstoppable. And I think that they're just sort of going on athleticism right now. I'm giving them an A-, because I really think they got to do a little bit of job game planning from week to week. But it's minor, nothing huge. Let's hit these other two teams. SPD Stallions. Oldest franchises in the league. One of them, SPD's got two wins. Stallions got one. What are you giving them?
You know, I'm going to give them both about a C. They're losing games that they shouldn't lose. You know, I feel like they're starting to get back into the swing of things and everything. And I do know both of them had a really, really hard schedule. But, you know, they should beat a couple teams, and they didn't. And I'm going to give them both about a C.
Okay, I'm going to give Stallions a B+. Only reason why is because I think other than the NWO game that they've lost to your team, they've actually haven't given up more than 20. I think they've lost 18 to 20, 6 to 19, and 13 to 19. So that defense is better than it looks. They've got Tenacious back there, and they've still got C. Rich. So I'm giving them a B+. The SPD, I'm going to definitely give them, I'm giving them a C-, only because I think Dom just didn't land the players that he needed to land, and you know, they need an infusion of talent. I know it takes a while to sort of get up to speed, but I think they're still just trying to rely on the same style of offense, and then they're a little weaker on defense. So give them a C-. So let's hit the last three teams here. We're trying to do them up in a bundle. Then we'll fire rank, then we'll call this week a wrap. Let's hit these teams, the last three teams. Spartans, Fun and Gun, USLI. All got three wins, although Fun and Gun and Spartans only have two losses as opposed to the 3-3 record of USLI.
You know what? I'll give USLI an A because, you know, they've been beating teams that they really shouldn't be contending with, i.e. the Stallions and SPD. I think they beat them both. But, you know, so I'll give them an A for bringing it and game planning and being a team that's not there every season but is doing pretty well. Fun and Gun, they're right there. They're still going to be a dangerous team once they start clicking. They had. I just blame it on the rust right now that they're losing some of these games and stuff like that. That's all rust. But, you know, come the end of the season, I still feel like they're going to be one of the top teams to beat. And Spartans, I feel like they're feeling themselves a little bit too much. They did all right, but, you know, I feel like they're feeling so. I'm gonna give them a B. I mean, there's a lot of veterans on the team. They know about where they should be, and they are about where they should be. So I'll give them a B, but they're feeling themselves a little bit too much.
Yeah, definitely think U.S. Fly gets an A. I think they've I was contemplating A minus only because I know they still have to sort of make some tough decisions in terms of locking in on the personnel. But when you're a corporate team, hey, everyone's got to sort of, you know, get that time in. But, yeah, I'll give them an A just because they've definitely, for them to get out the 3 wins is impressive. Fun and Gun, I'm giving them a B. Still knocking off the rust, but their style plays loose. I just think at some point they really got to buckle down and really just play more consistently. A lot of drop balls, so give them a B. Spartans, coming into the week, I was thinking about giving them a B plus, but I'm giving them a B. I mean, I thought at this point the team would have gelled better by now, but I don't, like I said, they kind of jumped out to the 3-0 start. They're sliding a little bit in these next couple weeks, but B. I mean, I think it's going to be, you know, Superman to really keep them really together. I mean, the fact that they have Deontay Rushen and Rob Rushen, they've got multiple people trying to get one position, and it just seems like it's a little chaotic with substitutions. But to be 3-2, yeah, it's a B. No issues at all. Upcoming games this week, let's hit those. And we'll wrap things up for this week is, in terms of schedule, I think I'll just go to, let's do this, let's go to the main schedule. For the whole week here and bring up the games. Is I believe the way they were doing the league games this week is there's going to be, I think, a 1 o'clock game. No, I think there's one 12 o'clock game and then one 1 o'clock game. I'm assuming that there's no forfeits or anything. That would be the schedule. But going to come in this week, 25th of October, there's going to be 2-9s, 2-10s, 2-11s. Actually, there's 2-12s and then 2-1s. So it'll be Stallions, Action Crazy, SPD, US Alliance. Then SPD will come back and play 1-1. Spartans will play Stallions, USLI play Hot Boys, NWO play Action Crazy. Mustangs then come back to play NWO. Definitely should be a good game. And then Bulls back-to-back against 1-1 Fun and Gun. And the last game of the day, Mustangs and Hot Boys. In terms of power rankings, I won't spend a whole lot of time on that, but big thing to note is I think Action Crazy is now at the bottom of the power rankings, and the Bulls sit at number 2. Everyone else kind of falls in place. Mustang, Spartans, USOI, SPD, Fun and Gun, Stallions, 101, HNF. So, wrapping things up, Joe, any thoughts before we wrap up week 5 and go into week 6?
That Mustangs NWO game is going to be the game to watch this week.
Yeah, catch that. I mean, if you look at that game, like I said, if NWO wins that game, yeah, it pretty much could cruise into the final season matchup against the Bulls. If Mustangs win that game, it should be interesting how that might play out if there's ties or, you know, three-way ties at the top spot. But that is definitely the game of the week. So check out the scores highlights, flagfootballamerica.com. Just click on the KOP division, see all the scores highlights, power rankings, stats. All that's listed. Check out the Facebook page. It has just some of the more of the links to the webpage. And then check out, you can always re-download this show, blogtalkradio.com/flagfootball. So I want to thank Joel, as always, for coming on. And
thank you, T. Madras.
I'm going to get that stop this week and try and get him in, but I appreciate you coming on, Joe. So then what we'll do is for next week, we'll see if we can get Estat in the studio. We want to thank Joe again for coming on. So we'll commit this week, but I think there's signs up that he might show up during the playoff time. So for myself, the Flag Football Advisory Board, like I said, check out all the score highlights on flagfootballamerica.com/KLP. For myself, Joe C., Estat, and the commish, we will see you next week.